Back on downtown, time for the high school report, brought to you by Sweats Tire in Bangor and by the First National Bank. Dream first because you can.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
We welcome in Mark Kalnan of Eastern Life Maine Sports. Hello there, Mark.
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How's your Friday so far?
It's going good. It's going good. We had we got going this weekend. Chris is out to Bucksport for the football game tonight, Freeport and Bucksport. He'll be at UMaine tomorrow. A week from today, we'll get back onto the broadcasting scene next Friday and Saturday. We've got some football on Friday and girls and boys soccer on Saturday, from Foxcroft Academy.
Excellent. Well, let's start with that Freeport-Bucksport game. How does that one shape up?
Well, we saw Freeport early in the year, they're pretty good. They got some good skill players, as does Bucksport. But I kind of expected a kind of a lower, like, maybe 20s, you know, kind of game. And, it should be a good game. You know, Bucksport's got Jackson Gross, and, as I said, Freeport's got some talented skill players, too. It should be very interesting, and Chris will have it all covered for you on all of our social media pages.
Excellent. Now, what do you think on this game between Herman and MCI?
Well, MCI's really struggling this year, but great coach, though, Tom Bertrand, and they're always a threat. Herman, they kind of just get into this, they're 1-1 now, and kind of get into their schedules. It's going to be a tough game for MCI, but also Herman, though, going to MCI is always a tough place to play, no matter, what their record is.
It's homecoming over at Brewer. The Witches got their first win last week, playing host to Skowhegan tonight at Doyle Field.
Yeah, that's not going to be easy. Skowhegan doesn't have a great record right now, but they got a lot of talent. But Brewer will be fired up being their homecoming game, as you said.
And Bangor playing very well, other than that game with Thornton Academy, at 4-1 on the season, and they take on Edward Little tonight.
Edward Little, yeah, Cameron Stadium, big weekend at Cameron Stadium. They got that game tonight, and then John Babs is hosting Foxcroft there tomorrow night. So big game in Bangor, as you said. Thornton will make a lot of teams look like that. So, and they were kind of shorthanded that week, but Thornton loaded. But I think this is a good favorable matchup for Bangor tonight.
Interesting 8-man game tonight too, between 3-1 Matanuck, led by my cousin Isaac Hainer, and Holton at 3-0.
Yeah, that's going to be a very interesting game. I talked a little bit about Holton last week, and I think they're very under the radar, and but right now I think that game at this point in the season will be for the number one spot in that league. So definitely a big game up north.
An interesting game tomorrow too, between 2-2 Winslow and 2-1 Oceanside.
Yeah, who wants to win Class C? It's really up for grabs. Kind of Winslow struggled last week, but they're still one of the favorites in Class C. Class C is going to be very interesting right down to the end, and to see who comes out of Class C North. But yeah, that should be an interesting one tomorrow.
Interesting news that broke last night in the high school soccer ranks with Brewer coach David Hamill deciding to leave the team.
That's actually, I didn't actually hear about that, Rich, but interesting. And, he had a good career there for Brewer.
He did. He had a good run and has decided to step away for personal reasons there. Now, I have to ask you, Red Sox, I was not at all surprised by the way it went last night. That was kind of what I expected. Do they right the ship tonight? Does Chris Sale finally earn that money for him?
Well, you tell me, you got Chris Sale gave 2, Nathan Evaldi gave 3. You're going to be pretty confident, with those two. I was kind of questioning, I don't question a lot. I think Alex Gore is one of the big reasons they're where they are right now. But, they didn't get any runs, so it really didn't matter who pitched. But Eduardo Rodriguez, I think, is probably their fourth best pitcher. I think Pavetta is probably better than him, but he gave a few runs too. But I think that's the last time we're going to see Rodriguez pitch in at least this series, at least that. And I think Pavetta will pitch game 4, and then if they get to a game 5, Sale could come back on normal rest. So should be interesting. As you said, last week, good to be playing this time of year, right?
Absolutely. Enjoy what we got. It's October baseball. So however it wraps up, it's been a fun run for the Red Sox. Mark, we thank you as always. Have a great weekend. Of course, as always, anything going on in sports in the state of Maine, you want to follow Eastern Maine Sports and find out what's happening. Mark, we'll check in with you again next Friday.
All right. Talk to you then, Rich. Have a good weekend.
That is Mark Callen, Eastern Maine Sports, the high school report brought to you by Sweats Tire. Serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.